can't see bacteria, but you can experience their effect. Similarly, though it may be invisible, there is a cosmic war being fought, and it concerns your soul. Omar Miranda's article, "The War is Real, and It's for You," originally appeared in the October 2020 edition of Signs of the Times. My name is Marcy Baker, and I'll be your narrator today. I am the Assistant Development Director at Christian Record. Anthony van Leeuwenhoek, who is credited with the discovery of bacteria in 1676, was the first person to recognize that an unseen war between good and bad was happening right under our noses. As crazy as it sounds today, there was a time when people didn't know, understand, or believe that bacteria and viruses existed. They didn't know that these tiny organisms caused disease, or, on the other hand, that they are important to our overall health. The same thing can be said about the unseen war happening all around us. Not between good and bad bacteria, but literally between good and evil. God created Satan. However, when he was first created, his name wasn't Satan. It was Lucifer. And he wasn't evil. Lucifer held a high and important position of both leadership and the worship of God in heaven. For a long time, eons and eons, there was joy, peace, and happiness in heaven and all throughout the universe. The Old Testament prophet Ezekiel described Lucifer in this way: "You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom and exquisite in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. I ordained and anointed you as the mighty angelic guardian. You had access to the holy mountain of God and walked among the stones of fire." Ezekiel 28:12-14. But after what may have been hundreds of thousands of years, Lucifer decided to stop worshiping God and instead to worship himself. "You were blameless in all you did from the day you were created until the day evil was found in you." Verse 15. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah recounts Lucifer's reasoning and thought process. "How you are fallen from heaven, O shining star, son of the morning, for you said to yourself, 'I will ascend to heaven and set my throne above God's stars. I will preside on the mountain of the gods far away in the north. I will climb to the highest heavens and be like the Most High.'" Isaiah 14:12-14. But Lucifer didn't stop there. No, he decided to use all his intelligence, cunning, and powers of persuasion to sow seeds of discord and doubt about God's perfect character and his perfect law. Unfortunately, he was able to fool one-third of the angels of heaven into believing that he was right and God was wrong. Revelation 12:3-4. Sadly, when he did this, there was war in heaven, and Lucifer began to be called Satan. Verses 7-9. As much as God hated to do it, he ended up eternally banning Lucifer and the fallen angels from heaven. Then there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and the dragon lost the battle, and he and his angels were forced out of heaven. This great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all his angels. Revelation 12:7-9. God's plan was for all humanity to be free to choose either God, good, or Satan, evil. God knew that forced obedience for fear of death or some other punishment wouldn't be love, it would be slavery. And so, in their great wisdom and mercy, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit formed a plan of salvation, to redeem all of humanity. This plan was devised before any humans had even been created. The Apostle Paul put it like this in Ephesians 1:4. "Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes." Satan is real, and so is the constant battle for your soul. Just as God has an amazing plan for your life, so does Satan. But his plan isn't quite so amazing. He just wants you dead. Satan knows that if he can get you to pay for your own sins, then he won't have to. Here are some more descriptions of who he is and what his goals are. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. John 8:44. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. John 10:10. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us that God knows the plans he has for you, and they are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. If you don't actively choose God, you automatically choose Satan. And trust me, you don't want him in charge of your life. Satan and his demons have been working hard all throughout history, battling against both God and his people, and trying to destroy God's plan for salvation for humanity. This spiritual warfare is a great controversy. It will end only when Satan, his demons, and all the people who refuse to accept God's salvation are ultimately and totally destroyed. On our planet, this great controversy started when Satan caused Adam and Eve to sin in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3. It continued through Old Testament history as God's chosen people of Israel adopted pagan worship, accepted corrupt leaders, and were invaded and oppressed by other nations. In the New Testament, Satan tried to kill Jesus shortly after his birth, Matthew 2:13-18. After failing with this endeavor, Satan tried tempting Jesus in the desert right after his baptism and just before he began his formal ministry, Matthew 4:1-11. Satan then used the spiritual leaders of the day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, to try to trip up Jesus, but they were never able to get him, not even once. Satan was frustrated with all his failures. The night before Jesus died for you and me, Satan used one of Jesus's closest followers, Judas Iscariot, to betray him into the hands of the spiritual leaders, Matthew 26:47-50. Satan saw his plans fail again when Jesus was resurrected. He took out all his anger and vengeance on Jesus's followers, as is described in the New Testament book of Acts. This persecution continued all through the Dark Ages, the Spanish Inquisition, and the Crusades. Even as the Protestant Reformation called Christians back to the original Bible truth, Satan never gave up. Church leaders, both Catholic and Protestant, formed unholy alliances with political powers and launched wars and persecutions that racked Europe for centuries. Satan's attacks continued through the French Revolution with rebellion toward God and the acceptance and embrace of atheism as the official state religion. And the book of Revelation assures us that Satan's persecution of God's true followers will continue all the way until Jesus returns to this earth, Revelation 12:17. As followers of Jesus, we can have hope and peace and know that God will protect us, even in the scariest times of Earth's history. No matter what is happening in the world today or what will happen in the future, we can have hope and peace in the knowledge that God will indeed protect us in this great controversy. Jesus, after his resurrection, promised his disciples something that we can have as well. I am with you always, even to the end of the age, Matthew 28:20. And again he reminded his disciple John of his soon coming. John, in response, exclaimed, He who is faithful witness to all these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22:20. God wants to prove that some humans will follow him out of a sense of love and gratitude for the salvation and redemption that Jesus, through his death, has offered them. But Satan wants to kill as many people as possible because he hates God and all humanity. Ultimately, he knows that if he gets a person to sin and ultimately reject God, they will die eternally for their own sin, and he won't have to die for it. The great controversy theme, The Topic of Spiritual Warfare and All Its Influence on History is written all throughout the Bible. In fact, the entire Bible is a record documenting the story of rebellious humanity running from God and God doing what it takes to redeem us all back. In the midst of this, Satan and his demons are working hard to make humanity believe his lies about God's character and his perfect law of love. Still, in the end, Satan will fail, and God will prevail.